I tell people all the time, networking is a two-way street, and I always emphasize the give aspect. So when I meet someone new in my network, I'm trying to understand their needs and I'm trying to figure out how can I help them. And it could be something small, simple. I could recommend a book that may be helpful. I could recommend a training course. I can provide them with a referral. But I'm always seeking ways to help. And what I see a lot of times is someone will meet someone new in their network. And then within 5 minutes, oh, can you help me get a job? Oh, can you give me a referral? And it's burning bridges. Like as soon as you meet someone, you're already asking for something and you only know them for 5 minutes.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by book number two from Dominic Dom Brightman, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. It is the field guide to help unleash the elite performer that is inside of you. Cop it today on Amazon.com or heading over to DomBrightman.com and snag it in book, ebook, and audiobook. So that way you can take it on the go and get yourself on the go to your northbound success. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right, indeed, courtesy one of the best websites on planet Earth today, known as Podmatch.com. One of the site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts. And if they're cooler than a cucumber, the freaking in. Today's guest is cooler than two cucumbers, indeed. Let me tell you a bit about him, because today's wonderful guest is not only joining the wonderful business of immortality by writing a book. He's also won an award for his wonderful book that's just getting close to being a year old at the time of this recording. And on top of that, he's also a motivational speaker, mentor, and a consultant as well. So let's give it up for the Eminem himself. That's right indeed, the magical mentor. That's right indeed, for the ladies. He's also chocolate too, fellow brother. Let's give it up for Michael Morgan. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good in all the neighborhoods. That's right, indeed. That's right. So good. I got to say hi to the neighbors when I'm in a neighborhood.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's right, indeed. Making that Mr. Rogers legacy proud. Be like, hello, neighbor. Hey, who am I kidding? I'm just being silly as always. But hey, man, as with all introductions, you know, they're not allowed to be 2,500 days long, and I probably only covered, I don't know, freaking 5 metaphorical days. So mind filling in any cavities I may have missed about you, my man?
I think you covered it well. I mean, in addition to me being an author and motivational speaker, consultant, coach, I have over 15 years experience working at companies such as Amazon, Walmart, JP Morgan, Chevron. So I'm pretty well versed across multiple companies, different industries, financial services, oil and gas, tech, retail. Moved around quite a bit across the country for different job opportunities as well. I'm originally from New York. I've lived in California, Washington, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Texas. So have a pretty good work experience across different places. That's all culminated into me being able to write my book and start doing my speaking engagements.
So that's where that also comes from. You freaking from New York. All right, now it all makes sense. I'm like, all right. That's right indeed. I thought my man was a veteran or something. My man moving all over the country.
Yeah. I love New York. I was born in Queens, grew up in Rockland. So yeah, I've very close to my heart, New York. So
Oh, shoot, Queensbridge. There you go. That's right indeed.
yeah.
Just had to yell that for no reason. I'm not even from New York. I hadn't had to yell it. That's how legendary it is. Man. Right deed. So my goodness, so New York is full of opportunity too, but shoot, what made you want to make the run for it and travel the globe and get all these jobs and certifications?
I'm big on just personal growth and development, and I have a lot of family and friends that stayed in the New York, New Jersey area. And like I said, I have nothing but love for New York. That's always home to me. But I knew in order to grow and develop that I needed to expand and push myself outside of my comfort zone and work at different companies and take opportunities in different places that I wouldn't have normally thought of. I didn't picture myself when I graduated from Penn State. I didn't picture myself moving to Delaware. I didn't picture myself moving to Texas or Washington. But there were great opportunities for jobs at companies that I knew could help get me to that next level. So I was willing to push myself and take the risk, and I'm glad that I did. It's helped me become the man I am today. It's helped me gain the experiences I have. So it's all worked out very well.
Good deal indeed. Congrats indeed. That's right. And certified PMP, if I'm not mistaken, too, on top of that.
Yeah, exactly. I have a couple certifications. So I have my project management professional certification. I have a Lean Sigma Black Belt certification. I have a Tableau Desktop Specialist certification. So I'm always trying to take different trainings, get different certifications, build up my skill set, and anything that can either make me better at doing my job or give me a competitive edge when I'm looking at other job opportunities. So I'm like I said, I'm big on personal development, professional growth, and I know taking different training certifications is a good way to do it.
Good deal indeed. That's right indeed. It's a black belt indeed. My man's freaking gonna karate chop some sense to your business, baby. That's right indeed. Metaphorically, of course. That's right indeed. So did you always have this desire for personal growth, or did you just have one of those catalyst moments that led to it?
I've always pushed myself. I don't know about you, my family, I'm the youngest, so I have older siblings, older brother, older sister, and growing up and seeing them achieve so much great things, I always wanted to push myself to be better. And I mean, as part of that, I had to have to learn. There are things that with them having years above me, they're going to have experiences and learnings that I just don't have. So I always try to push myself to learn as much as possible and just be a sponge, whether I'm learning from other people, whether I'm taking trainings, whether I'm learning on the job. Just always trying to find ways to continue to grow and develop. So that's been me from a young age, just always thirsty for more knowledge.
Oh, so you're the youngest in your family too. All right, so that's where it comes from. All right, there we go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. The best babies. That's right indeed. The youngest ones. That's right indeed. That's right. The most loved and hated at the same time. That's right.
Exactly. We're very misunderstood.
All right. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. It's like, hey. It's like folks ain't common. It's like, oh yeah, this dude, he'd be like, yeah, he classy dressed dude, and then out of nowhere he wraps circles around you. It's like, oh shoot, freaking dude just dropped the balls on me. I ain't see it coming. Like, for the folks who don't know anyway, but yes, indeed, you love to see it, indeed, you love to see it, indeed. So my goodness, man, it's with all these wonderful positions that you've acquired over the years and jobs you've taken and ascended in throughout all these companies, man. Like, what was the catalyst for you to finally to say, you know what, I'm gonna go on ahead and write and publish a book of my own and join the business of immortality?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it was one defining moment. I'd say honestly, throughout my career, at all the different companies I've worked, while I was at J.P. Morgan, when I was at Chevron, when I went back to grad school to get my MBA, when I was at Amazon, people have been reaching out to me with questions and just trying to get my knowledge, tutelage, whether it's someone directly in my network or someone in my network wants to connect me with someone in their network, or like a random stranger would just reach out to me on LinkedIn and say that they love my background and my profile and they want to ask me questions. And people have been asking questions like, How did you navigate interviewing? How did you get your foot in the door at Amazon? Why did you go back to get your MBA? How did you transition from oil and gas to tech? How did you transition from an individual contributor to a people manager role? So people just ask me so many questions over the time of 10, 15 years, where at a certain point in time, I just felt as though I may have a breadth of knowledge that people are looking for. And I eventually decided to put paper to pen. I personally enjoy helping people, and I'll take as many phone calls and answer as many emails as possible. But I'm only one person. I felt as though if I put my knowledge on in a book, I can get more of my knowledge out to the masses. And same thing with me getting into public speaking, doing speaking engagements for companies, organizations, universities. Now I'm not just sharing my knowledge with one person on a one-on-one basis. Now I'm going to be in a crowd of hundreds of people and share all at the same time. So it just felt, for me, it just felt like over the course of my career and my educational experience that so many people have reached out. And like I said, I just feel that I've had so many experiences that I can share different insights and help other people. And I know I wouldn't be where I am today if other people didn't help me during my journey. So it's my way to pay it forward and help other people back.
Nice. You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it indeed. So my goodness, so did you save all those questions that you answered over the years in a giant Word document or a Google Doc, and you just said, you know what, let's polish these up and put them in book form? Or did you start from scratch, or you had all these blogs? Like, what was the process in putting the book all together?
Yeah, honestly, I started from scratch. I wish I would have taken notes over the years. That probably would have made the process a lot easier. But when I actually started the process of writing the book, then it was a matter of me reflecting on, you know, what questions that people have asked me over the years, what might be insightful for me to add into the book. Well, like then me reflecting on my experiences over the years. What were my experiences at JP Morgan, at Chevron, at Amazon? So it's me trying to reflect on experiences from 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So the book is a combination of me providing advice, but I'm also supplementing the advice with how I actually applied it at different companies that I've worked for. I applied it when I was going to school, when I applied it when I was interviewing. So I did a few exercises that were very helpful for me. There's a book that my fiance actually recommended to me called Storyworthy by Matthew Dix. And it has a bunch of exercises that will help you remember different events that have happened in your life over the last, you know, 5 years, 10 years. And they have different exercises that on a daily basis. It's almost like a gratitude journal. You can write down the most memorable part of your day so you can start keeping track of these different things. And doing some of these activities helped me remember different life stories for me to insert into the book. So yeah, I started from scratch. Like I said, it probably would have been a lot easier if I kept notes of all the conversations and the questions that people asked over the years. But I mean, I still think the book turned out fantastic, even with me starting from scratch.
All right, it did. You racked up a bunch of awards and got a bunch of wonderful reviews for more than your average writer, dude. Freaking 272 reviews, man. That's, you're killing it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And just, I've been grateful for all the love and support that I've been getting. Like I said, my book, I published it in May. In 8 months, I have over 1,000 sales, over 200 reviews, and counting. And I'm not even paying for marketing. I'm not doing Google ads or Instagram ads. So a lot of it's just word of mouth and me posting things on social media. That's really helping things take off. So I'm just grateful, and I'm excited to see where things continue to go.
Oh, they'll go north.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, indeed. So any words of encouragement or wisdom for authors struggling to get reviews for their own wonderful book?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, everyone's journey is different. So, I mean, I've spoken to a few people that, you know, they launched their books around the same time as me. They haven't seen the amount of sales that I have. They haven't seen the amount of reviews. But it's a journey. It's a process. You know, like just because they don't have this that many reviews today doesn't mean like all it takes is one thing to spark it, and all of a sudden your book could blow up, and all these opportunities and doors can open. Is I'd say the biggest thing just being persistent. You know, as long as you're consistently, you know, posting on social media and letting people know about different things and finding ways to get your ideas out at different events where you can speak, like I said, conferences and universities, companies, getting on podcasts, the more you put in, the more that you're going to get out. So I know a lot of times people will start to feel defeated and they're not seeing the traction that they want. But like I said, everyone's journey is different. As long as you stay the course, you can definitely hit the goals and the milestones that you're looking for.
Milestones indeed. It's right indeed. You'll love to see it indeed. So by goodness, man, any plans for book number two?
Yeah, I'm still in the ideation phase for book number two. I've actually been approached by a few people who want to do a collaboration book. So instead of me just writing a book on my own, me kind of co-authoring with other authors in the business field. So I'm still speaking with a few people and trying to get ideas as far as, you know, what would the title, what would the theme, concept of the book be. But I'd say as of right now, I'm still riding the wave of the first book. I mean, I'm still getting a lot of sales, still getting a lot of contacts where people want me to speak to them and speak to their organizations and companies on different topics and themes throughout the first book. So, you know, right now I'm going to focus as much of my time and effort on the first book as possible. And when I feel I have the bandwidth to jump in and start a second one, I will. But that's something I see maybe another year or so.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Indeed, ride that wave. That's right indeed. Ride the wave indeed. Surf's up. That's right indeed. In this case, spider web's up. Power of networking. That's right indeed. The tangled web we weave. Except nobody getting tangled. Folks be succeeding in this web.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. So my goodness, man, since you're going on a bit of a tour promoting the work that you're doing, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Question that I wish folks would ask me more often. You know, surprisingly, I feel like a lot of people are scared to ask for my help. And like I said, I enjoy helping people. So if you have questions, if you want help with your resume, if you want help interview prepping, if there's anything that I can do to help you in your career journey, you want guidance, like feel free to reach out to me. I'm an open book. People reach out through, I have my own website, and people reach out to me in the contact form of my website. People reach out to me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. So I mean, my website's michaelvmorgan.com. That's V as in Victor, Michael V. Morgan. I'm on Instagram, michael.v.morgan. I'm on LinkedIn, Michael V. Morgan. So I wish people would just, you know, a lot of people will come up to me after I do speaking engagements and they'll thank me for all the knowledge that I shared, and they'll connect with me on different platforms, on social media. And I offer to help, but it's up to the people to ask me those questions and let me know where I can help them best. So I wish people would just ask me more questions to help them in the journey, because I'm here to assist. I want to see everybody achieve. There's enough out there for everybody. We can all win. So I want people to ask me, you know, whatever they need to help them get to their goals.
There you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Some would say the earth is a giant two-sided pie, metaphorically speaking, because there's enough of it for everyone. That's right indeed. That's right. It doesn't have to be a cherry pie. It could be whatever flavor you want. That's right. It can be a sweet potato pie. That's right indeed. There's enough yam pie for everybody. That's right. That's right indeed. So my goodness, man, since you're basically in business for yourself, what you're doing, is there been a major setback, heck, maybe even life too, shoot, that was actually a setup for success for you?
Say a setback. Honestly, I think it was a setup for success, but I would say a setback. Like I said, I've moved around a lot of different places for different job opportunities. I was living in California, working for Walmart, decided to make a pivot and move to Austin, to be closer to my fiance's family and her friends. You know, just for personal reasons, we wanted to come closer to Austin. And at the time, honestly, speaking with leadership at my company, they thought it'd be detrimental to my career. The offices for Walmart, there's one in the Bay Area, there's one in Hoboken, New Jersey, there's one in Arkansas. And you know, some of these companies, they want that FaceTime visibility. They want to see people physically in the office. So, you know, my leader specifically said, "Hey, I think this is going to hurt your career if we don't see you physically in the office on a day-to-day basis." And, you know, as much as I wanted to grow my career there, I also care about my family. And, you know, I have to make decisions on what's best for me. And since then, you know, I eventually left Walmart and now I've pursued this journey. And, you know, if I was still in California and still with Walmart, I don't know if this is a journey that I would have pursued. Maybe I wouldn't have gone all in on, you know, writing a book and, you know, starting becoming a motivational speaker and speaking for companies and organizations and universities. So, you know, it was potentially a step back in my career path with Walmart, but it opened up the doors for what I'm doing today. So you just have to follow your heart and do what you feel is right and trust your gut. And that's what I did. And that's where it led me today.
Sweet. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Yeah, it's definitely a tough decision to make too, like when it comes to just moving from state to state, especially once you get a good steady job and you feel great at it and there's room for more growth and you're excelling at it and you're being a stellar performer at your workplaces. Like, shoot, like it's kind of a hard choice to make. So actually, now to think about it, maybe think of this question. So for those who may be struggling with like, man, like when do they feel like it's the, do you feel like folks should, like, what is the decision-making process when you decide to make certain leaps? Because some folks may feel like they're currently stagnant in their current position.
Yeah, so personally, I would challenge people to get outside of your comfort zone. So I know a lot of people that have been in the same positions for 5, 10 years at a company, have been with the same company for 10, 15 years, and they're kind of at a point where they're just going through the motions. They're not challenging themselves, they're not pushing themselves, they're not learning, they're not growing, they're not developing. They may have lived in the same city, state for their entire lives for 20 years, 30 years. And you know, sometimes pushing yourself outside that comfort zone, like you won't even know what you like until you experience it. You know, I never lived in Texas before and I had a job opportunity, moved here. I loved my experience in Texas. Texas is one of my favorite places to be. Same thing, I never lived in Seattle. My first time in Seattle was interviewing for a role at Amazon. And I up and lo move. Seattle is literally the opposite side of the country of New York. I was as far away from my family and friends as possible. I didn't know anybody. And, you know, I had to start from scratch. But I wouldn't trade my experience at Amazon for anything. Amazon was an amazing company, and I learned so much in my time there. Sometimes I think people need to break out of their shell. I know change can be uncomfortable. But when you push yourself into these situations, you learn so much about yourself and you can grow, you could develop, you can get experiences that you never would have had before. And it can set your whole life trajectory in another direction. So I would challenge people to not just do the status quo, not just do what's comfortable for them. You know, step outside your comfort zone. You might surprise yourself. So yeah, definitely take those opportunities when they're available.
You love to see it. You love to see it. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Step out your comfort zone indeed. And did you decide to make a plan too? Or are you like, nope, screw it. Let me just look and see what's freaking out there and then decide later.
Yeah, Sometimes it's a mix. Sometimes you plan things out, and sometimes things just happen, and you roll, roll with the punches. But yeah, that's how life works, and your ability to be flexible and deal with those different situations. I mean, it speaks volumes. It'll make you a stronger person. So yeah, you just have to be ready for those opportunities.
That's right. Be ready like Freddy, indeed. Be ready like Freddy, indeed. Well, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, The Power of Networking, Strategies for Career Excellence, Job Development, and Building Greater Triumphs in Your Work, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
It was the food. What would it be and why? Let me try to think. That's a great question. I'm leaning towards something like a watermelon is like the first thing that's popping in my head. I'd say a watermelon just because there's multiple layers. Like you're cutting through different layers because there's so much content in the book. Yeah, the book is called The Power of Networking, but I get into building and maintaining relationships. I get into overcoming workplace challenges. I get into interviewing skills. I get into how to excel in your role, how to advance in your career. So there's so many layers in the book that I think watermelon is very applicable. And then, I mean, the book is just a lot of content. Watermelon is huge. So I feel like because there's so much content in the book, it's applicable. So yeah, I'd probably compare it to a watermelon.
You're the first guest to actually say watermelon. I freaking love it. This is hilarious. That's right, indeed. Plus the seeds, too, with all the content in there. It's like, yeah, seeds for a greater future, y'all. That's right, indeed. Especially with networking. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Actually, now that I think about it, since it's the power of networking, like any major top two mistakes folks should avoid when it comes to networking as a whole, my man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, I tell people all the time, networking is a two-way street, and I always emphasize the give aspect. So when I meet someone new in my network, I'm trying to understand their needs, and I'm trying to figure out how can I help them. And it could be something small, simple. I could recommend a book that may be helpful. I could recommend a training course. I can provide them with a referral. But I'm always seeking ways to help them. What I see a lot of times is someone will meet someone new in their network, and then within 5 minutes, oh, can you help me get a job? Oh, can you give me a referral? And it's burning bridges. Like, as soon as you meet someone, you're already asking for something, and you only know them for 5 minutes. So first and foremost, the thing that I see go wrong a lot is people just keep asking and asking for stuff, and they're not thinking what they can give. So make sure that you're emphasizing that two-way street. The second piece that I see a lot of people fail, it's very easy to make a connection. It's difficult to maintain it. So what I see all the time is that people will go to a conference, they'll go to a networking event, they'll join a company, and they'll add all these people into their LinkedIn or any type of social media. They don't speak to them for 2 years, 3 years, and it goes back to the same thing. Oh, I need something. Let me reach out to them. Well, you haven't spoken to this person in 3 years. You haven't spoken to them in 5 years. Like, the bridge has been burned. So I make it a point, and I treat everyone differently. There's some people that I speak to on a weekly basis, some people quarterly, some semi-annually, annually. But I make it a point to reach out to people in my network on a regular basis so we maintain that connection. And we're constantly speaking. And I may never ask anybody of anything. There's a lot of people in my network who I've done things for and I've given things to and I've never asked. But the fact that I know I'm giving stuff to them, and the fact that I've gone out of my way to make sure that we maintain our relationship, and it may be a phone call every once in a while. We may go out and grab lunch. We may go grab coffee. We may do a Zoom call. But that regular touch base just to see how each other are doing and how we can help one another it goes a long way. So if I had advice to give people, one, it's not just about building a connection, it's about maintaining it. So make sure that you're regularly keeping in touch with people. And then two, make sure that you're giving as well. Like a networking relationship is not just you taking from people. You have to provide something as well. It's a two-way street. So those are the two big pieces of advice that I would give.
Ah, solid indeed, solid indeed, sir, indeed. Yeah, busy burning bridges or trying to walk across a bridge with some really old wood that freaking dissolves on contact. So you take that second step, like, ah, I'm in the water. Thank God. I knew I should have took the left turn at Albuquerque and called them 2 years ago now. That's right, D's right, indeed. That's right. My man Mike's though told you some tips, y'all's right, indeed. Make sure that silk is strong when it comes to your web of that you weave with your networking, y'all. Good stuff, y'all. Good stuff, indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're at 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Was 25 again. I'd say the biggest thing is just to make sure that that I enjoy the moment. There's so many, I mean, even today, sometimes I have to take a step back where you're already looking for the next thing and setting the next goal, the next milestone, and striving as opposed to just enjoying the moment, being appreciative of what I have. Being appreciative of my family, my friends, what I've already achieved. So I've been trying to practice a lot more mindfulness, being grateful and being appreciative. I owe a lot to my fiance. She's helped me with the mindfulness to make sure I'm more in the moment. But yeah, when I was 25, I was already looking on to what's next. Like what's the next achievement? What's the next goal that I'm going to reach? As opposed to just living life. Life is a balance. Like I work hard, but you have to have fun too. So if I was 25 again, that's definitely what I would say. Just make sure to be appreciative of where you are, what you've already been through, and enjoy the present.
Yeah, enjoy the present indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right. Sometimes it doesn't need the wrapping paper or bow. Just enjoy the present, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Don't wait till December. That's right, indeed. Just do it now, y'all. That's right, indeed. Do it now, indeed. And I know folks need to also do something right now, and that's follow you and all that you do, as well as cop some copies of your book. So for those who need to do those things, what's the best way for folks to do so, Mike?
Yes, absolutely. But like I said, I have my own website, michaelvmorgan.com. That's V as in Victor. MichaelVMorgan.com. So if you go on there's links to my book. My book is available on all platforms. The paperback is on Amazon. The audiobook's on Spotify. It's on Audible. The ebook's on Barnes and Nobles. It's on Kindle. So whatever you like, whatever format you like, I have it. So feel free to go on my website. There's a contact me form, so you can contact me directly through my website and shoot me an email. You can follow me on social. I'm on LinkedIn, Michael V. Morgan. I'm on Instagram, Michael.V.Morgan. So reach out to me. As I said, I enjoy helping people. I'm here to help you achieve your goals. So reach out to me if you have any questions. If you buy my book, thank you for the support, and I'd love to get your feedback. So yeah, feel free to reach out to me anyway, and I'm happy to help.
Woohoo! It's right indeed. If I had the rights, I'd play the TI, whatever you like. It's right indeed, because he's got you covered, y'all. All the forms, y'all. It's right indeed. Ebook, hardback, paperback. It's right indeed. You can take Mike on the go, get him in your brain, y'all. It's right indeed. Get that good content in your mind and implement it. That's right indeed. That's when the real magic happens. That's right indeed. Is when you take the content and you do something with it, not just sitting on it. That's right indeed. Don't want to sit on it. That's right indeed. That's how your hands get sore. That's right indeed. My goodness, folks. So we'll put a link to all of Mike's goodies in the show notes so that way you can keep in contact with them. Subscribe to all of his wonderful newsletters and such so that way you can you look out for when he's got some more stuff coming. Because I already know it's still just the beginning of him, because a man don't like to see grass grow beneath his feet at all, folks. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, any parting words before we close up shop, my man?
Last thing, just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your podcast. I love the show. It's an honor to be a guest. And yeah, I'd love to remain in contact and potentially come back. So thank you again for the opportunity.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for 3, and be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.